Hey everybody, this is Jet reporting live at the Last Green Festival in Brooklyn, Connecticut for Rock This Magazine. Right now we have with us Beach Avenue.
What's going on, guys?
How you doing? How are you guys doing today? A little cold out,
little
short a guy,
yeah,
but...
we enjoyed it though so far.
All right, let me ask you the same question I ask everybody else right off the bat. Why was it important for you guys to play this festival?
It's just, you know, a great opportunity to spread our music out and, you know, for a great cause. And, you know, we're always down to meet up with other bands and, you know, see what's going on out there.
And it's funny, now, do you think that the people that are attending today's festival are going to leave with a more heightened awareness of stuff? I mean, with all the vendors and stuff?
I definitely think, you know, it's just repetition. You just have to keep doing things.
What have you learned so far?
I don't know yet. We've only been here for a little bit, so.
People on the spot like that.
That's why I went right to him. I was like,
I learned
him.
The day's not over yet. Bottle in that can as a little round circle.
Recycle, reuse,
and what's the other word?
The guy Ray Cycle used to come to my school when I was younger.
Oh, really?
Superhero, yeah.
So you had to come to this to give back to how he fulfilled your life.
I've been schooled since a young age on recycling, so.
Oh, well, there you go.
Season vet.
Okay, so let's talk about the band a little. Tell everybody who you are.
I'm Nick. I'm the lead singer and acoustic guitar player. This is Ryan Zip. We call him Zippy. Mm-hmm. He's our drummer.
And
that is Nick Abraham.
Two Nicks,
yes. He is the lead guitar player. He also does some vocals as well.
Okay, so and how did you guys all meet up to form Beach Avenue?
It was actually a funny story. We were... We all lived together in a house called Beach Avenue, so we didn't just make that up. We actually lived on that street, and these two guys were actually in a band, and, you know, long story short, they stopped playing together, and I was doing some solo stuff, and Ryan entered us into a battle of bands before we really ever played.
I saw that, because you guys, I mean, really together, been together, like not that long.
Yeah,
right?
About 12 months.
And like you were saying, you went to that battle of the bands at the Mohegan Sun.
This is the first three shows we ever played.
It's like, we've been a band for a couple of months, and now we're going to do this, and now we won. So what did you get out of that win?
We got a recording budget, and we got to play in the Wolf's Den, and then we got invited back again, so we developed a relationship with the casino, and we used it to fund
fund our
you know, debut CD that's out, you know, on iTunes CD format, you know. So.
And that is what, Something to Believe In?
Yeah, it's a 5-song EP. It's the first thing we put out as a band, and you can get it online, iTunes, our merch store at our shows.
How long did it take you guys to record that one? I mean, you said that was your win.
Talk.
Yeah, you can talk too.
This guy's the recording guy.
He's the recording guy.
Let's see, we stayed in the studio for about 2 months. Uh-huh. We did 5 songs. You know, we weren't there every day. We were going maybe once or twice a week, staying for 8 to 10 hours. There were long days, and it was a little bit grueling, but we all kind of have a crazy schedule, so when we found the time to get to the studio, we just worked hard, you know, and knocked it out.
Like you guys said, are you still all living in the same house, or is there
I'm tired of your dirty dishes
in the sink.
Right as this band was forming, the lease was up, so we all kind of scattered back to our respective hometowns.
But you're still kind of close by proximity
to each other? We're from the general New Haven area.
Oh, really? Yes, so am I.
Yeah.
So you guys, you know, practice together, it's easier, and the writing process, so do you all do it together, or do you
these two guys are the main songwriters, and then they show us, and we, you know, pick ideas back and forth. But
I imagine you do all the lyrics.
Yeah. Me and him don't both do the lyrics. A lot of times he actually. Sometimes we work together, just me and him sitting there. Other times he'll send me like a music track, and I'll write to that, or he'll just bounce off ideas to me like through email or through our phone, just texting stuff, you know.
Yep.
It's actually worked out really well, so we're excited about the new batch of songs we have coming out as well. So.
And you're going to record that soon, did you say something about that?
Yeah,
no.
We
never said that.
We're going to start, start demoing some stuff soon and just prepare, you know, for whenever that next time is.
How expensive is it to be in a band nowadays?
Well, we don't necessarily like go on tour or anything yet, so keeps the gas prices down, but I mean, good equipment's expensive, you know, recording at good places is expensive, and there's always costs, you just have to, you know, keep pushing and... You know, see how far you can take it and have fun doing it.
What do you guys do for shows, though? I mean, do you play locally at least around there and then stuff like this?
Yeah, we play at, you know, different bars or venues in New Haven, Hamden. Hartford. Play the casino, yeah, Hartford. So
the
we hit up.
Casino now.
You know, you just find opportunities if someone throws you a show.
Is Toads play still down there?
Yeah, Toads is there. We've yet to play there. We've played in, you know, our previous bands.
But. Yeah, I haven't been in Connecticut in a long time, but I was born and raised right in Wallingford.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I was born in New Haven, so yeah, I'm kind of from here.
Toads is definitely the, you know, the music.
It's still around, so it's been around for a long time.
I'm sure we'll be playing there soon.
Oh, that'll be awesome. So tell people, you know, what sites you guys have up that could go check you guys out, buy your merchandise, that
kind of
stuff.
Yeah, we have our main site's www.beachavenuemusic.com. We're on Facebook, facebook.com/beachavenue. If you go to the website, links to our Twitter, our YouTube, live videos, music videos, acoustic sessions.
You're all over the place.
Yeah, so just trying to get out there. But if you go to our website, you know, it'll have links to everything, shows.
Mm-hmm. What's the next show you're doing after this one?
We actually don't have anything confirmed at the moment. We're just going to be writing, doing some videos, and, you know, something will pop up.
Do you like doing videos? You guys have, like, your own video guy?
Some of my friends I grew up with helped do us a music video. I kind of do, you know, some of the other stuff, but just got to keep putting content out there and spreading the word and just picking up fans, you know.
So you guys, for the more or less, are self-released, self-produced, self-everything.
Yeah.
So are you looking for labels, or do you prefer doing this on your own?
I mean, it's, you know, whatever option comes up, you know, you see what's up with it.
See what's
really
going on.
You know, there's a lot of resources now. You can do a lot on your own, but
it's still very expensive.
Yeah.
And it's nice to have that help with the distribution and kind of thing.
Right.
So
we're open to whatever, you know, just take it as it comes. So
there you go. So they could check you guys out online at your website and Facebook.